Shoot you hour four, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. G-Bag today is coming up at 5:30. We're going to get Blake Elliott on coming up at 5:20 to kick off the Expressway. We'll talk about the Mavs' Anthony Davis soap opera. It's taken some really interesting turns throughout the broadcast afternoon. We'll be there for you in about 15, 20 minutes. Here's the chief of football's finest.
Yes, Texans dominate, and we look ahead a little bit right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Texans defense, two touchdowns last night, an interception, two forced fumbles, four sacks, eight TFLs, and one of the more dominant defensive performances we've seen in a long time when it comes to the NFL playoffs. Based on both EPA per pass play and success rate, Aaron Rodgers' performance was the worst by a quarterback in a playoff game over the last 10 seasons. Ooh. Just truly suffocating. Ooh. Truly, truly suffocating. Texans defense generated negative 33.5 EPA, which is the fewest by any playoff defense in the last decade. Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, these DBs, gosh, they are built to perfection. Like, they literally, their defensive coordinator just, it's like, just go run the same play every time, guys. Yeah. We're just rushing four, and we'll just play some cover two and some man, and you guys just go beat the hell out of these guys.
Yeah, played 75% zone in that game last night.
Yeah, I saw they're lowest in the league in base and dime.
Yeah.
And they're comfortable no matter the matchups because everybody's big, strong, fast, good tacklers. It's like
Lassiter.
We don't need to size up or size down.
They got dogs, man, at every level. Every freaking level of that defense is nasty. And especially considering how bad C.J. Stroud played, like if that defense wasn't historically dominant and the Texans lose that game last night, the C.J. Stroud conversation would be nasty
now in
Houston.
That's the big takeaway for the Cowboys so far. Going back to the question Brian asked earlier, is you want to give yourself a chance to win like that if your quarterback has an off day.
Mm-hmm.
And so often the eventual champion is going to lay at least one stinker, 13 to 20 points, and that's what Houston's defense should have put up last night. Can your defense have that kind of performance? And I wouldn't be surprised if Houston has a couple of more in them like that.
I mean, the Steelers ran 14 plays on third down. They converted just two into first downs because they were in third and 10 all night.
Yeah. I mean,
their average third down distance was 10.5 yards. Ooh. They were just constantly in third and long, and they could not do anything about it. And now the Steelers are the first team in NFL history to lose five consecutive playoff games by double digits.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
I'd
part of the reason.
I'd resign, too, if it was me.
A lot of fans.
Just a little step down.
Yeah,
I actually like the idea of Tomlin doing the thing that we've talked about a little bit. You know, our big brain Tomlin thinking, which was, hey, take a year sabbatical, okay? You don't have your always a winning record kind of thing snapped. You step away, put some jobber there at head coach, suck to high heaven and go get a top five pick, finally get the quarterback, and then Tomlin assume the position once again.
That's a great idea. Like, going to run Will Howard out there.
This is built.
If he goes and does television, he might go the same route of the coach he replaced. Remember Bill Cowher? We were thinking about the same way.
Always thought he was going to come back.
Always thought. And then finally, it's like after 2 years, you're like, Bill ain't coming back.
Yeah, and maybe that's the case for him. But I would.
He might like TV.
If I'm the Rooneys, I'm like, hey, listen, do you want to just maybe just sit out for a year, make some money in TV? We still have your rights. We will suck. Don't you worry. Your record does not get blemished at all. And let's go get Arch Manning or whoever that quarterback is.
I personally feel like that he did this so the Rooneys didn't have to fire him. I don't think the Rooneys
wanted to fire him.
No, and I think that, you know, the Rooneys stuck with him when things were kind of. There were some times where things were off and the Rooneys could have moved on from him. And I think he showed a great deal of like, listen, I am not going to make you fire me. I know you guys aren't happy with me right now. Let me just step down and I'll make it really, really easy for you. I think he honestly did the Rooneys a favor because way back in the day, the Rooneys showed patience with him when maybe people weren't going to show patience with him. So I think this was kind of one of those things that he did. He did ownership a favor. And I don't know if he's necessarily looking for the next gig. You know,
I'd want to take a breather.
Yeah.
Get my bearings, see what I want to do next. Yeah. But yeah, you know, I think a lot could be argued that just he didn't have a good enough quarterback the late years with Roethlisberger, and then to not have it here. So for the organization, they got to feel like we have to draft our next guy. And as long as Tomlin is here, we're going to be picking in the 20s. And if you're Tomlin, you probably don't want to go through a rebuild because that's going to put your record on the line. So I think it just made sense for everybody.
The general manager, Khan, right?
Yeah, Omar Khan.
Omar, yeah, okay. How about do better than Kenny Pickett? You know, I mean, they got Kenny Pickett, what, at 20? Something
like
that.
Yeah, that was his predecessor, Kevin Colbert or something like that.
Oh, Colbert picked that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was his. I'm leaving, but I'm going to leave you guys with a quarterback pick. Okay.
But having their first-round picks – they've struggled a little bit, especially on defense. Yeah. I think Harmon was a guy that I liked a lot. I think they hit on him this past
Absolutely.
Draft. Joey Porter Jr. slid. That was an awesome value to get him in the second round. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, we've heard that Tomlin has had a hand in also some of these quarterbacks collected. For me, it's just one of those things where absolutely they're too good. Like, Tomlin's keeping you to be too successful, and that speaks to how good he is as a coach, to where you're just never going to be in that position to draft the franchise quarterback. And if you want that, then it is. It's time for both parties to move on. But I still think extremely highly of a guy like Mike Tomlin. I don't know how, and I think that Steelers job's one that's got to be, as much as, you know, the Cowboys-Steelers rivalry, it's like, screw the Steelers. Going to the game there, I developed such a respect for that organization, that fan base. I mean, I thought they were going to treat Cowboy fans terribly there in Pittsburgh. No, they were super pleasant to be around. They get it. They're a high football IQ fan base for the most part. Everybody's going to have some rotten eggs. But that job's got to be highly coveted.
Yeah.
You know, you get the job, you're going to have it for at least a decade. Like, they don't fire coaches. They're going to give you every single benefit of the doubt to, like, see if you can work out of things. If I'm anybody on the coaching cycle right now, the Steelers job's one I absolutely want. And again, we'll see if they can be in position when it comes to a draft pick to go get their guy. But maybe you just play Will Howard out next year. And maybe
that would be
your guy.
The tank move.
If he's not, then you'll get the top 10
Will
pick.
Will Howard was not bad at Ohio State. No. My God, everybody, I mean, they won a national championship. We talk about all the personnel they had. Somebody had to throw the ball to those guys. Somebody had to make checks, make some tough runs, lead the team. Will Howard was not terrible doing that.
I'll never forget when he got turf monstered.
Yeah.
He did make some big plays in the air with his feet, but there was an element to his game that seemed too wild ass to me. Like, his feet are all over the place.
Oh, sure. He's not perfect, but like, I watched that Ohio State, those, you know, and everybody's like, oh, he's going to fall apart. Go back and watch every playoff game that he played in last year. He was part of the solution, not the problem. I mean, he was making plays, after play after play. I was pretty impressed by the way he performed.
If Jackson Dart can figure it out with his happy feet and wild-ass play, then why couldn't Will Howard?
Yeah, amen. Okay, so you have the Eagles firing their play caller. They're taking him away from play-calling duties. He's good enough friends with Nick Sirianni that he might actually hang around and still be on the staff. But Petullo will not be calling plays in Philly next year. So that's going to be five coordinators in 5 years.
Kind of like Dallas and defense.
That'd be a weird hangout. Getting blown out of OC, but still having another role there because the head coach likes you. I think I'd prefer to get a fresh start somewhere.
Isn't that nuts? Five coordinators in 5 years? Like, the lack of continuity there? They must suck. No continuity as a football team? Like, there's no way they've been to a couple Super Bowls. There's no way they've won a Super Bowl without the continuity.
That's true, man. Jones's head are spinning right now. How is this even possible? But it is crazy.
Spare me with the continuity crap. Like, heard enough continuity.
Field Yates, 2026 will be Jalen Hurts' ninth season between college and the NFL. He'll be working with his 11th different play caller next season. When you consider all the turnover he had throughout college and then now with the Eagles.
And 10 of before, like, I've said the guy can't play.
Yeah. Their big takeaway at the end is, my gosh, I don't want to coach him ever again.
They're totally onto something with the continuity. That guy can't reach his max potential.
Looks like the Broncos will have Dre Greenlaw having a chance to play. He's officially returned to practice, participating for the Broncos. So that'll be big for them if they can get him on the field on Saturday versus the Bills. You have Kyle Shanahan talking about the short week. Quote, I feel great. Showered, fresh. I'm wearing my Crocs. We've been in a hole for 7 months. Whether they give us 3 days, 1 day, or 7 days, we're ready to rock and roll. So that's the perspective he has right now, is the schedule has totally bleeped him and a handful of other teams with the way that they're going about this.
Dungy had a really good point that, like, Monday night football in the playoffs and these Sundays Saturdays. It's inconsistent with how they do things on week 18.
Yeah.
If it mattered then, why doesn't it matter now?
Well, that's a fantastic point. Why are we playing a Monday night football game in the postseason?
Yeah. When inevitably
somebody, like, that's a joke.
Dallas took advantage of what, Tampa?
Yeah.
Didn't they beat Tampa?
Yeah.
In a Monday night game? Maybe the best they played in the playoffs in a long time.
For sure, because they got to see a under 500 NFC South Tom Brady, yeah. Okay, so there's a story about we all saw the guy who was actually grading cheese at the Bears game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's wondering, like, how do you get a cheese grader into the stadium? That feels like one of those things.
Did he 3D print
that?
Man,
they would flag you for that. We got a lot
made out of
clothes.
Plastic.
Yeah, I guess the layers or whatever.
We got a lot of clothes on.
But basically, the guy said he was on the way to his tailgate on Saturday before the game, and he picked up beers and a $9 cheese grater with a plastic cover.
Cover plastic. I got you.
Security at Soldier Field did not stop him. A confident Martinez, that's the guy who brought it in, said he was loaded up on steaks, sushi, and Miller lattes as he strolled through metal detectors. Not even a beep, he says. I didn't even think anything of it. Martinez was also strapped with 4 cheese chunks that his wife put in Ziploc bags and stuffed into his pockets. So that's how he was able to get it in there.
Bro, they're getting spaghetti into that place, right?
Yeah, I mean, the spaghetti's not going to ding.
No, but I'm just saying.
I just thought the cheese grater might ding you.
I brought a case of beer one time into Old Texas Stadium.
Yeah, but it was back in the day when metal detectors didn't even work.
We didn't have a metal detector. I just walked in with a case of beer.
You just walked in.
Those are pretty imposing metal detectors when you're going into an NFL game. I would have expected them to pick up a cheese grater.
I would have
too. This man's parka.
Yeah. I mean,
that might be an exploit.
Color me a little bit surprised here.
Yeah.
Looks like the Falcons are changing their uniforms, by the way, this year. Yeah, they're going to do it again. They need to, because you got to keep trying until you get it right. They have not gotten it right.
Where are they going away from?
They're going away from the uniforms that they got right now.
The black helmets?
No, I mean, I'm sure they'll still have black helmets or whatever. They're not, like, punting on the Falcons and the whole color scheme, but just the general, their uniforms right now have not been all that awesome. And so they're moving on from
the ATL stuff? They're moving on from that?
I don't know. The font and everything, it just kind of sucks.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you're doing this story. Tell me what we're doing.
We don't know what they're going to look like. All they did was
just
put a little teaser video removing their uniforms from the locker room and saying, like, in April or whatever, they're going to unveil the new uniforms. That's all the information that I have for you right now. I could not give you another ounce of information in regards
April,
to this.
Is that when they teased it?
Well, you didn't say that. You did. You followed up with, like, they had a video and all that.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to make it seem like they've already come out with what the new ones look like.
Yeah,
I don't know. They're changing their uniforms, and it's TBD on what those uniforms look
clear
like.
Over there next
You're right.
Time.
That's on me.
Yeah. Don't you guys feel like this is just a giant money grab, though? We're just rotating uniforms.
Yes.
We're rage baiting you. You hate these. We'll wait till you buy the next one. So you got to buy this one.
He's not getting it to concession. But he's making you buy jerseys.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wait till you see when we come out here for our color. What is that? Color rush and our retros and our 1933 uniforms.
They've got some seriously.
My head's
good
spinning
uniform,
with these
though.
Deals.
They need to get back to the red helmets. Yes. Need to be a staple.
Red helmets, black jerseys, white pants.
Go back to
the Deion Sanders Falcons.
They could go red helmet, red jersey, gray pants. That's the grits blitz.
And the Jags. The Jags need to go back as well.
Jags need to go back a little bit. I can see that for sure. Right now, by the way, Seattle is still your favorite for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
To win the Super Bowl. Then it's the Rams. Then it's the Patriots. Then it's the Bills. The Broncos have fallen precipitously.
Yeah, they're going to get smoked by the Bills.
Yeah, I mean,
my team's going to lose.
I cannot believe Buffalo's favored in that game.
That's wild. It's that quarterback, I'm telling you.
Josh Allen is doing a ton of heavy lifting here.
I don't know. That's going to be a tough place to play.
Very difficult place to play.
It's probably going to be 65 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Is this more about Josh Allen or is this more about
This is about Josh Allen.
Or is it about Bo?
He didn't have to deal with the quarterbacks that have taken him down in the past.
I don't think it's really win probability, though. I think it's the Josh Allen fact on the betting public.
I think that they feel like that Denver can't win a close game, even though they've done all year is win close games.
Yeah, they've won close games versus crappy opponents, too, at times, which is you know, one of their problems. But they've played up when they've had big-time opponents, and, of course, it's going to be a big-time game here.
I've got
but
2016 Dallas Cowboy vibes for my Broncos.
Oh.
Oh, one and done? Yeah. Well,
but they are your Broncos.
They are my Broncos.
You
I'm claiming them.
This is your
I'm
squad.
Claiming them.
Did you take them to win the AFC West? Beg to differ.
No, he did not.
We asked, though, what teams you're going to pull for
That's
in the
fair.
Playoffs.
And I guess I claim the Bills.
I'll make you a meatball sandwich bet on that one, Brian. Loser buys meatball sandwiches for Monday.
Up for Monday? All right.
Yeah, I got Denver.
I'll go meatball sandwich on New England. There's no way Houston's beating them.
I like Houston too.
What are we doing? Are we doing meatball sandwich
bets?
Stone cold lead pipes right now?
Give me New England.
Oh my gosh.
They're going to beat Houston at home.
Give me Houston for sure.
I'll take Seattle.
Well, thank you, Chief. There's football's finest. It's in the books, and
it is
the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan.
Team in the league.
Okay, let's step aside. We'll come back and get Blake Elliott in here. He's going to join us to break down the Anthony Davis news and rumors from throughout the day and why he said people are lying on social media about him. That's coming up next in the G-Bag Nation. Welcome back, Nation. A busy day for Mavs news coming off of last night's win. Cooper Flagg with 27-5-5, but the Anthony Davis trade rumors are back, and there's some pretty good social media drama. Blake Elliott's been tracking this. Blake Elliott from The Fan After Dark with Fred Davis and Blake every night at 7 o'clock here on 105 through The Fan. He joins us now, and the segment is brought to you by the on-time experts. Got the G-Bag of the Day coming up here in just over 6 minutes, then LA Live coming up at 5:40. Blake, how the heck we doing today, man?
Feeling great. Just ate some orange chicken and some jalapeno sausages, so feeling excited about to head up to the station and see you boys.
Man, that is a very interesting mix, barbecue and Chinese food, man. I like your style.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, whatever fills the stomach. It was laying around, and we locked it in.
So we got Sham saying that AD's going to have a ligament surgery and that he's essentially out for the season. But then we hear that trade rumors are back, and then Mark Stein coming in to say that there's some optimism in Dallas. AD could be back in March, even if he is forced to undergo surgery on his hand. And AD himself saying, y'all better stop listening to all these lies on these apps. What is going on with our Mavs today, buddy?
So I'll just start with this. Right now, we are having a source off. We used to have these back in the day with Woj and Shams. A big point of me bringing that up is Woj is no longer around. So what happens now when there's no competition? There's no one to fact check Shams. So a little bit of background for everyone listening right now. Anytime Shams Charania, the ESPN reporter that we all know that breaks all the news, broke the Luka news, whatnot, top reporter, anytime that he was breaking news that was anything Dallas related, you would see these couple people, a Tim Cato from The Athletic to get that local hit, a Tim McMahon. And it kind of puts some validation on those tweets that, hey, somebody who's in the know, someone that's within the organization, someone that's, you know, around the team is kind of co-signing this, not just me sitting up here in New York, Boston, California, wherever Shams is at any given time. Notice how neither of those people I just mentioned are in the tweet that Shams put out. And so Shams is kind of acting for Rich Paul. As we know, Rich Paul and Shams, if you don't know, have a good connection. So my read on this and kind of talking to some people is that AD and Shams have two different thought processes with how this should be handled. If you look back on Anthony Davis's kind of background as far as injuries were related, never really got surgeries for the big ones. He's gotten surgery before, but more times than not, he's opted to not do the surgery and just to rehab off the court, you know, doing his own thing, just kind of physical therapy and whatnot. My read is apparently Shams has talked to some people and thinks, hey, if we do this surgery, we can get you traded to X, Y, and Z place. If you saw a couple of days ago, about a week ago, they had the four trade destinations for AD. And one of those that we know has already been disproved or debunked was the Pistons. The Pistons had no interest in Anthony Davis, but Rich Paul liked how it sounded and put it out there kind of without working with AD. So right now we have Rich Paul speaking on one side of let's do surgery. Let's get you moved on. Let's get you an extension where AD is going, I'm comfortable. I don't want surgery. I can return to the team once to kind of stick it through. So right now we just got a bunch of different sources going off. What to believe and what not to believe is the hard part right now.
Can they still get good value for him even though he's going through this injury situation and in whatever way it plays out?
From the people that I've talked to, I would say no, you're not going to get trade value. Good trade value. You're going to get expiring contracts. You're going to get low-level players, and you're trying to get financial flexibility. That's their biggest thing. You're not getting back whatever star player you have in your head. If you're listening right now, you're not getting him. We'll go ahead and crush that dream right now. I woke up today and I called you, Gavin, because this is some of the best news that we've seen. There's even maybe a speckle that there might be trade interest, because at first we were about to be paying him to be in street clothes into rehab. You're just paying him for his rehab, and who knows what the trade market is in the offseason slash coming up to the next season. So if somebody wants to take a chance on him, even if it is for expirings like we saw for the Hawks, Reese Shea, Luke Kennard, and Porzingis are all out tonight, I would love for it to be done with. And yes, you're not going to get the same return you got for Luka, and that is what it is. That's sunken cost. You have to eat that. But if you can move off of this saga, this drama, it's a situation that you don't want to be in the Anthony Davis situation. I thought Kevin Gray, our teammate, put out a great tweet. This just explains why you don't get in the Anthony Davis business. Yes, there's pros. Yes, there's cons. Yes, there's ceilings and floors. But altogether, he's just too much of a mess.
It is too much of a mess. But I feel like other than him and maybe Klay Thompson, like you look at this roster, and if Cooper Flagg is going to be this good, I want to try to win next year when Kyrie Irving is healthy. And, you know, if just being patient and letting time pass with Anthony Davis could heal any of that, I think he would bring you closer to winning, assuming you can start to get healthy, than whatever you're going to get back for him.
So do you think Anthony Davis's injury history this year was just a bad spell of luck?
Partially, yeah. And maybe there's some curse to it. Maybe it's that he's hit an age and he was a little heavy, and you know, but yeah, I would say that over the course of a career, guys are going to go through stretches where they get more injuries than they usually do, and this is probably rock bottom for AD. And like, I guess the Hawks are keeping out Reese Shea, Porzingis, and Kennard tonight, but if you get those guys, like,
I'm fine with that. If that's what it is at this point, I'm not banking on, if I'm in the Mavs front office and me as a fan and media member, I'm not banking on Anthony Davis becoming more healthy next year. I understand he'd have time to rehab and sit out, whatever you may add, but he is only going to be older, only going to be coming off another major injury that he either did or didn't get surgery for. I have a timeline in front of me. I have a player in Cooper Flagg who has shown he can be the guy that we're centering this around and is durable and never misses games rarely and comes back into situations, plays defense, is a team guy. I'm going to get as many pieces I can around him. And right now, Anthony Davis is only, I don't want to say stunting, because he's not, because Superflag does play well with him on the court, so I want to choose my words carefully with this, but Anthony Davis is not helping the long-term future of the Dallas Mavericks. And if I can get money to pair around Superflag and lose some games and get a good draft pick, I'm with it. I'm with it, Gavin.
Appreciate you, Blake. We'll see you in here in about an hour or so.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good one. I'll see y'all then.
Blake Elliott, Fan After Dark, coming up 7 to 11 with Fred Davis here. He's all over the NBA, does a couple of podcasts about it. Do you guys want to keep that next group of guys, the P.J. Washington, the Najee Marshall, the Daniel Gafford, and try to win around Cooper Flagg now? Or do you want to trade those in for draft picks that you could draft around Cooper Flagg and take a significantly more long-term approach?
I'd like to still keep Gafford. I know he's the guy that seems to be generating a lot of interest. I wouldn't mind the Najee or P.J., you know, moving on from one of those guys. I'd like to keep one. I think PJ's still young and fits the timeline. Najee as well, I don't think super old. I think they have a lot of value when it comes to wing defenders, right? And I think when you get to the deadline, it seems like every team's coveting those type of players. So maybe you are able to get something for a Najee Marshall here that ends up being something that might be even greater of a package than you think you could have. But overall, with the uncertainty of Derek Lively's health, as much as I love him, I'd like to hold on to Gafford, or else you might be in the business again where you're searching for a big.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We have TD Tuesday coming up in about 30 minutes or so. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius, the G-Bag of the Day.
Check, check, party. Check, check, check. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan, 5:30. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. You might know me by LaPaul, Little Paul. Call me a lot of names. Only a few to my face, though, baby. Every weekday on The Fan, we do it right here at 5:30, G-Bag of the Day. Don't see me anything right now. Let's inspire. Don't see me anything. I'm backed up. Don't see me anything. All right, our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day comes from Trap House Sports. We played him a few times. I think this is day two for this guy right here. F them Packers. The team, not the fans, okay?
misplaced. Winner stay, loser go home. Lost to a dude with a pink cell phone. Micah went to Green Bay, they gave him plenty cash. Them Packers yes, them Packers. Yes, them Packers. Yes, them Packers. Yeah, yes, them Packers. We both in Cancun, so what y'all say don't matter. We both ain't win no ring, but I think your team is trash. Yes, them Packers. Yes, them Packers. Yes, them Packers. Yeah, yes, them Packers. We both watching from home, so what y'all say don't matter. And my team may be ass, but I think your team is ass. First I bag back the Green Bay Pack. My CT tweaking, it's time to get crazy. Jordan Love got them braids from all his behavior. Why he throw a screen pass to a lineman? Why the f*** do y'all think y'all the line? My CT tweaking, I'm about to get wrecked. Why y'all going so hard for all sloppy seconds? My CT tweaking, it's time to get hazardous. The Packers like Trap House.
My CTE tweaking.
God, I got a great line from this guy.
My CTE man, tweaking right now, bro. Yeah. Shout out to 2 Chainz. Yeah, I love the stripples. All right, let's see here. Have you guys heard of the Run It Back podcast?
The Run It Back?
I don't know if I heard about that one. Who's on it?
Run It Back.
Michelle Beadle, Chandler Parsons.
Okay, yes.
Chandler Parsons.
Back, okay.
Lou Williams, DeMarcus Cousins. That's Boogie Cousins right there.
Bougie Boogie
Cousins. Well, this is for you, Mr. Broadus. Your friend, Mr. Rick Carlisle, made an appearance only by mentioning his name, you know? He has this weird way of trying to recruit Boogie to the Mavs. Listen to this.
I don't know Carlisle that well, but we have had our experiences. It was a period in time where Carlisle was really trying to push to get me to the Mavericks and, you know, to speak on those quirky ways. You know, Rick Carlisle would send me weird selfies and stuff and just say, you know, I'm thinking about you and I really want to, you know, coach you and things of that nature. So that's, it was a little weird. I don't, like I said, I don't know Carlisle.
No. We don't just go through that one. Go ahead, Lou.
Rewind that. What happened now?
Hey, man. Hear what I'm saying. I don't know Carlisle that well, but
what kind of selfies? What was the background? What was the vibe? What's going on?
It was basically, I don't know what his vibe was.
Because I be sending people selfies. There's a message.
Hey, like I said, I'm speaking on what Lou said when it came to
I ain't never sent my kids a selfie. Anybody got a selfie out of me, I like them.
Rick Carlisle sent a selfie.
He sure was, Corden.
Quirky, awkward, you know. That might have been like the selfie era where everybody was selfieing as just as an older person. You know the rules of the trend.
Yeah, you send a terrible selfie to a player and be like, hey, man, thinking of you. This is me on the court. Wish you were out here with us.
Thinking of you. See, I'm young and cool. I know the selfie.
Jeez. Sitting on the bus with an empty seat. Yeah. Like, wish you were here.
Saving a seat for you, dog. And selfies. And respectfully, them older cats, when they take selfies, the camera's like shooting up their nose a little bit.
Yeah. It's a bad vibe, bro.
You get all that nose hair in.
Yeah.
I think I just did that a couple hours ago, actually.
Probably did, man.
Live feed there.
Oopsies.
Now, I got a lot of this is not ones. This is not one. I got a lot of this are not ones just to play, you know, album fillers type of vibes. Mm-hmm. Speaking of albums, send some healing energy to Corrupt out there from the West Coast. Send some energy to him.
What happened?
Some type of illness he's battling right now. Yeah, in the hospital. So, yeah. And John Forte, RIP, man. Damn, dog. Yeah, it's already starting off banging. Mr. Brian Broadus has a little sack.
Any new names to be aware of right now? We got an interview going down with Zach Orr, and Jonathan Gannon is the latest.
Yeah, I got. I was told they're working on names. I got a little ball sack, though. I asked about a guy. Yeah. There was.
Do you? What? That's random.
Thank you for sharing, Brian.
Oh, I did. I got, you know, I mean, hey, I got fooled. What are you supposed to say?
What are you supposed to say? I got a little ball sack.
I asked about a guy.
Confession time. Appreciate your vulnerability here.
I got a little ball sack.
A little ball sack.
We all have
here. At your age, man, it's probably good because I hear that they slang and bang at that age.
I got a little ball sack.
Mm-hmm. Like the little metal clappers. Taka, 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 taka.
Better to size down.
Yeah,
less groupage. I just asked you yesterday if you had it in you to come up with some more G Bag of the Day gold. Didn't take you long, did it? Under 24 hours.
I'm going to vote for me. Watch.
How you like me now?
Yeah.
Watch.
I need to see if your boy, Carlisle, sent you any selfies, brothers.
No, he did send us a message that he was like, he was happy. I mean, we sent him that message the other day that congrats on winning his 1,000th game.
apparently not his type.
And he was like, "Hey, man, I hope you guys are doing great."
Send a kissy face
emoji. No, I sent him a heart.
Okay.
Heart emoji. Right.
This is not one, but I like this one.
You got Mara secretly meeting with him on at his house, trying to just do due diligence.
Do due diligence.
A secret do meeting at the house.
Do due diligence.
Just a do meeting and
trying to just do due diligence.
Trying to do due diligence. I like that because I have uncle named Donald Lee, but we call him Donald Lee because one of my cousins when he was younger used to stutter a lot. And he would go, Donald Lee. So everybody just started calling him Donald Lee.
Donald Lee.
Do due diligence. All right, let's see. How about this Phillies fan right here? They're eating their faces out there in Philly. They really are. They're crashing out. Philly fan right here expressing his feeling about wide receiver Mike Brown's performance. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you've watched a pubic hair worth of football this season, you know A.J. Brown
I knew I didn't
so
feel
it's
it.
It's fair to say,
like,
in
sure,
the
Mike Brown.
Game of the year, you'd expect this to show up. Not only did A.J. Brown not show up, he completely down his leg. Ooh. Not only did A.J. Brown down his leg, in a fight with his coach during the middle of the game.
Oh, no.
Not only did A.J. Brown down his leg and get in a fight with his coach, but he also dropped a pivotal pass as the Eagles were trying to go in for the lead. Not only did A.J. down his leg, get in a fight with his coach, drop that awful pass, but he also cried like a girl at the end of the game.
Ooh. And a partridge
in a pear tree. I love it.
That's
nothing
awesome.
Better than Eagles tears.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I swear to him to go,
that was amazing.
0.18 the whole time, just blacked out. He's still hungover after that crash out.
All right, that's it, bro.
Okay, is it our champ, Trap House Sports? He's looking for two tonight. Is it the Run It Back podcast with Beetle and Lou? Giving you some Boogie Cousins content about Rick Carlisle's selfie game back in the day. He was trying to recruit DeMarcus Cousins to come to the Mavs. Broadus has a little ball sack.
It's well documented.
Man, that's so...
You got Wolchuk and the doo-doo diligence or Eagles
fan. That's a combo
fan.
Pack right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, definitely.
Crashing out over A.J. Brown's performance and their loss to the 49ers. Yeah, we didn't get a lot of time to talk about what happened with Sirianni going down to the sideline to yell at him for the drop passes and all the weirdness there. I can't tell if that means that's just how they interact. Like some families, that's their love language. They're constantly ripping on each other and it's fine, or if it's a sign. But I'm going to go with Broadus there, Chief. How about you?
I am as well.
That's a Broadus Wolchuk combo platter.
That's a platter.
I like that idea.
That's a platter.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Lucius. I jumped in there like I was running.
It's all gravy, baby.
Running the show.
It's all God.
It's 2-0, Lucius. Who are you voting with?
L.A. Charleston White also got popped three times. Charleston White got
what?
Shot today, bro? Please don't tell me that was real. That's crazy. Let's see. He, Broadus has a little sack. Coming down your chimney.
I got to take the Eagle crash out.
Bryant.
Broadus has a little sack.
By a score of 4-1. He is back at the top.
Trying to put his stuff on the board. I feel you, bro.
Why not, man?
Put a little sack on the board.
Go for it, man.
A little sack out here.
Trying to win it all.
Okay, it's time now to stay in the Pimp Cup because Lucius has L.A. Live.
It's about to get toxic, y'all, right at the Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. Tabby smoke. I'm fired up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
This is some motivation for you.
People can't test you once you stop reacting. You see, silence makes people uncomfortable, especially the ones who depend on your emotions to feel powerful. You used to argue, explain, prove your point. Now you just observe. You let peace expose what words never could. Mm. That's the shift most people can't handle. Because when you master your reactions, you master yourself. And that's when they finally realize they can't reach you anymore.
That's right, master yourself.
Wow. Yep.
control your reactions. They're trying to control you.
Don't be controlled.
Trying to control you. Shout out to Mr. David Parker out there in Fort Worth with that one right there. I appreciate you, sir. Hey, this is LA Live for Tuesday, January 13th, 2026. It is a Toxic Tuesday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to the first time, last time, and long time listeners of this station. LA Live is brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Pooh Shiesty is in Dallas. Some of you probably already knew that already. I had no idea, but shout out to George Pickens and CD Lamb. Pooh Shiesty is in town. Your boy is in town. Last night, reports came out that the famous drill rapper Pooh Shiesty was arrested in Dallas.
Uh-oh.
Coming to find out, he wasn't.
Oh, good.
Okay, those were false reports. Apparently, people were misunderstanding some phone calls that happened during a friend's live stream and caused the rumors. Mm. And the rumors spread like wildfire. I'm talking about all these media entities just started putting it out there. Shout out to academics. Slow down, fam. But yeah, he's here in Dallas at a halfway house until April. At a halfway house. So he can't go anywhere, Mr. George Pickens. So if I were you, I'd pull up on that fool and get you a shot for the gram. Mm. Both of y'all with Pooh Shiesty mask on, huh? Where's my bomb?
Is that the guy that set this trend? Everybody's
wearing
them.
Yeah, it's Pooh Shiesty. Get it back in blood.
Get it back in blood.
I got one for Abby for her soccer games when it's cold out.
Yeah, I have one for hunting. You should see the looks I get when I walk in the stores way out there in the middle of the they start reaching under the cabinets and everything. I'm like, come on, man.
Sir, forget to like pull it down and put the camouflage hat on.
Yeah, can I help you? Can I help you with anything?
Oh, man. Just came here for some Funyuns, bro.
Lucius is like looking around. Man. What's going on
What's
here?
What's going on? The hell, man?
Take the Funyuns and go, sir.
Yeah.
They're all yours.
I just wanted some Fig Newtons, man. Come on.
Hold on. Let me get this right. Yeah, so I got to watch that. I got to be aware of my surroundings sometimes when I do that right there. All right, let me get this vibe set real quick for the toxicity in our city. Huh? It's toxic out here, fam. On a Tuesday.
Oh, he stole on it. He fired on cut. Hold on now.
Yeah.
Go get him.
Free smoke.
All chirping.
A little chirping, bro. Hold on.
Get it cracking, then. Let's go.
Boom. Hey. He's back. In my bag, dog. In my bag. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. Have y'all checked out Mickey Spagnuolo's podcast? Anybody ever watch it?
I was on it one time.
The Were You There podcast?
Were you there?
Were you there?
I've seen the Mickey Fisher pod. I have not seen the Mickey Spagnuolo one.
It's called Mick Shots.
Mick Shots. Yes, I've seen this on the article.
Bill Jones and at our defensive back.
Bill Jones is the host. One of the co-hosts.
No.
Heckma Harris.
Oh, Heckma Harrison. Heckma's our guy. Love Heckma.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
How big is Heckma?
Heckma is
he's a big
like 6'2".
That's what
wide.
He's wide.
Trench player for sure.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. And Everson Walls is there.
Yeah.
Everson Walls.
There you go.
Okay.
That's a good group.
Well, Mickey is being toxic. Anybody surprised?
No.
It happens.
No, you know.
Never.
I see you in Oxnard, slut. Yeah, Mickey was calling people boy.
Oh, boy.
That's why I asked how big the dude was.
He was calling Heckma boy.
Well, he called that man a boy.
Heckma is much bigger than Mickey.
Yeah, I know. A lot bigger.
Who isn't?
Deuce, whatever that spun deuce, whatever it's called when you say something at the same time. I don't know. Andy was telling people to shut up.
While they're having
a debate.
I thought they only did that for me.
This is crazy.
My show.
Yeah, this is crazy.
This is Mick Shots.
Shut up. What are we talking, bro?
Was he trying to explain how everything is okay with this team and it's not that bad, actually?
No. The point of contention here, Mr. Dawson, Heckma Harrison is celebrating because the Cowboys' rival, the Eagles, lost, right?
Oh, no.
So any Cowboy fan would be happy about that, right? That's why I played an Eagle fan crashing out. We like to hear that. And Mickey is saying you can't be a fan of NFL teams if you're working as a reporter professionally.
Oh, no.
You can't be objective.
So stupid.
Mm. So he kind of has his fandom, but he still jumps on out. Mickey likes the Bears?
He grew up in Chicago.
I know he's a White Sox fan.
So yeah, White Sox fan for sure.
He said he used to be a Packers fan. I don't know what that means.
That's true.
I used to be a Cowboys fan, so I kind of get it a little bit. But
man, this is the crustiest thing I've ever heard so far.
Bro, it got too crazy. And I like it because I woke up this morning and Jesse Holly sent me this. What makes it rich?
Oh, Jesse.
That's what makes it rich. Chef's kiss, bro. That's what makes it rich right
Jesse.
There.
Jesse.
He's probably like, hey, what are you talking about? I wasn't disrespecting anybody.
Yeah.
Let's listen to this a little bit. I'll pause as it goes. You guys can screen pause if you hear something, but we're going to listen to this a little bit.
When they won the NFC title game in 85, I remember it. And
talking about
Don
the Bears.
Pearson wrote that Papa Bear Hallis dropped confetti from the sky because as soon as they clinched it, the game, it started snowing.
Yeah.
And what happened the other night? It started snowing.
Oh, that's right. It did.
Yeah. How about that?
You're getting emotional just talking.
That's right.
Isn't that something? Yes. Isn't that something? See, you feel that?
Mickey's eyes are watering.
Yeah.
What you don't understand is when you do this job professionally, you're not a fan of anything.
No. Don't you point your finger at me and tell me what I don't understand because you're playing both sides. This don't have nothing to do with me, Mickey. No. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
What we're not going to do is put this over here on me. I ain't no boy nothing. Here's the deal. So what you going?
I mean, he said it right back.
Oh, he said you're a fanboy.
Fan yeah.
Oh,
yeah, he said, I ain't no boy nothing. No, you're Heckma, a fanboy.
Heckma's not backing down.
Heckma not going to back down.
You played with the wrong one here, Mick.
He's leaning into it.
Is you going to own the fact that you're a Green Bay and a Chicago fan at the same time?
No.
Both of your teams.
Yeah.
Both of your teams won. So don't do that.
No.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
You don't do that.
No.
I am not fanboy.
You see what happened?
Bad way. I'm going to use that in my argument tactics from now on. No. I'm really going to explain myself. I'm just going to shoot down all of your theories and everything. No.
No, you see what just happened
right there?
You're
your other boys.
About the Eagles
No. So here's the deal. Right? Because I'm definitely going to celebrate that the Eagles lost. And there's nothing that you're going to say. Because I hate them.
See?
I hate them.
You look like most Dallas Cowboy fans.
Yeah.
Say, I hate them.
Seeing all the stuff.
Fanboy.
Again.
You can't analyze
what you're not going to do is point over here and call me a fanboy anything. Mickey, what you're going to do is come in here and you're going to correct yourself and you're going to make sure you get it right today.
No, I'm not going to correct myself. No.
Now you're fanboy.
No. He is standing on his square, bro.
Dude.
Heckman's got a good argument here.
Heckman's I'm destroying.
Heckma. This is the best way to handle Mickey. This is the best handling of Mickey I've ever heard.
No, he's handling Mickey great because I would have dropped a bunch of F-bombs on him by now.
I love you, Heckman.
Yeah. I would have F-bombed him up and down for this one.
You're a fanboy.
Yeah.
All right, so when I tell you that your other boys are the Chicago Bears, and you just pretty much make my case for me because you're happy that Chicago won.
I
just
said,
just own it. Just own it. Just
fan man. Fan man.
Whichever you want to be. Whatever you want to be.
Don't call him a fanboy. Call him a fan man.
Call him a fan man. Call him a fan man.
Let's meet in the middle.
All right, fan man.
Boys to men, all right?
Fanboy.
Well, either way, it's a good day. It's a good day today in Dallas Cowboy land because the Philadelphia Eagles lost.
You can't shout me down, all right?
I'm not shouting you down.
I at least have some integrity.
Is that what you're calling this today?
Yes, I am.
You're going to call it integrity because the Chicago Bears beat the Green Bay Packers. Now, didn't you walk in here and say you're a Green Bay Packers fan?
How did I know you? I was.
Wait a minute. So just because you became a writer means that you can no longer be a Green Bay Packers fan?
Exactly.
Are you serious, Mickey?
I am.
So when there's nobody in your living room,
shut up.
You don't call for the Green Bay Packers.
Shut up.
Nick, who are you telling to shut up? I promise you, I'm not going to shut up.
For the Cowboys.
No. Hold on. Right. Wait a minute. Hey, man, you may want to help your homeboy right now. Because your homeboy's out of pocket.
You're out of pocket.
Dude,
I love it.
And Mickey will
shut up.
He's spouting off to people that could literally kick his ass.
Destroy him, dog.
There's some respect there.
I thought Heckma handled that very well.
No, that's
he did.
I mean, team Heckma all day.
Yeah.
Hecma has just won the 2026 G-Bag of the Year, gentlemen.
That was great. I'm gonna, I got to text Hecma and tell him
he's well done. Yeah, well done.
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's toxic
some
as hell, bro.
In
about Jesse
right
Holly
now?
Just throwing that.
Well,
in there.
Jesse, we love you. Thank you.
Timestamps. Here you go.
Once again, like Bill Jones was part of this one too. When me and Mickey went eye to eye, and we were f bombing each other, and we came back from break, and like Bill Jones was just once again, he was just amazed that two people would go face to face like that and just start.
I don't think Bill would ever raise his voice at anybody.
Bill, yeah. Bill, but that's like I said. I turned to Rob Phillips, and Rob was trying to calm things down, and I told Rob, I go, "You shut the f up too." And Rob just Rob just put his hands up like, "I'm out of here.
How
I'm
about
gone."
That?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's lit right there.
Bro. Journalistic integrity. You shut up.
Shut up.
Why would you say that, man?
Shut
the guy
up.
Was the guy was not
he,
being,
he lost
not being
it.
Rude.
He crashed out. His emotions got the best.
He's not being rude.
It's because you know you've lost the argument and you've got nothing else to do now other than name call and say mean things.
I'm very familiar with that, by the way. Shout out to the Year of the Snake. Hey, go to work. Go to work, Year of the Snake. I got another podcast that's terrible. How much time I got? God,
all right, take it on.
I ain't got it.
I think there's more room to be a fan than ever with the content creation.
Sure.
Like the lines are more blurred than ever.
God, man.
Yeah, you cover the Cowboys. You're absolutely going to be happy that the Eagles lost.
Especially
hey, man,
you have to deal with the fans.
If you've heard of this podcast, Boss Cowboy Sports.
Boss,
you know this guy?
Yeah.
Okay, shout out to them. I don't know them. I have no problems with them.
Yep.
Bobby Bell said he doesn't want to be G-Bag of the Year. I took that personally, Bobby. This is my thing. I didn't do anything to you. If you're mad at them, be mad at them. Not me. I didn't do anything to you.
Take the
honor,
boys.
Fam.
There you go.
Speaking of fanboys. Damn, I had a term.
Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Boss, a.k.a. Show Me. And Lou, his co-host Lou, has some words for Bobby Bell. I don't know what Bobby Bell did to trigger these guys, but I feel like he big-timed them. That's what he making it sound like right here, at least. Defend yourself, Bobby.
And I see they ain't got no morals. And y'all showing me that y'all can fool another side when it comes to this, talking about this life. That's not, like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And y'all don't fight fair.
Mm-mm.
So, like, even if you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as, like, us, you know, it could be a sport for fighting. I can tell you don't fight fair. And I don't like a motherfucker. And you cowardly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, don't ever see me in person. I'm not going to. First of all, you probably be frightened by me. I'm not.
Yeah, they scary as
This screen shrinks me. Yeah. Like, I see you on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Call us out. That's where we're from. Call us out. You get up there at 5 in the morning, you say that shit. Say it with your whole motherfucking chest. Say it with your whole motherfucking chest. Right. Say my name. I'm a Beyonce. Say my goddamn name. If I annoy you so fucking much, that's all I gotta say. You feel me? I really. We just want people to be fair. We see how y'all move. You know what I'm saying? That's all. This smaller
sneak this and won't even face him.
Mm-hmm.
Like I saw Bobby Belt talking about
Bobby's belt.
What did he say? The
Cummings, like I want your motherfucking job. Bobby.
This is what Bobby said.
Bobby, I see. You know, I can see the shit behind you, right? I do not want wherever the type of damn trailer park y'all are at recording that goddamn radio set. I don't want that.
Like he say the wannabes or some bullshit. Like no, the name.
This is my side job. Like I don't even talk about my main. I make more than you on my main job.
Like for real. Like, for
I don't want to get disrespectful like that. I really don't. Like, I don't want to be flying.
He said the uniform and fake it till you make it crowd. Like, who the fuck you
I will pull up, but you got to hear this part right here.
I don't want to be Bobby Bell.
Who is trying to be their ass? Like, what is making it? That's what I want to know. Making it. Having
is,
a job.
Interviewing.
Having a job.
Interviewing them.
That's making it.
Interviewing the owner. Giving him a script of questions to ask the owner, like you. We are journalists. They give you the question to ask Jerry. When you go off script, he call your ass out and use your ass like a tool. The tool you are.
What? Told you to your face. I use you.
He did say
I
that.
Use you. He said I can get somebody else in there.
Man, I want to be no that. Bitch.
I like.
Oh, why would I want to be a hoe?
Come on, man.
Why would I want to be a bitch?
Ooh.
Oh. Toxic out here, bro. It's toxic out here.
Damn.
Yeah. Does Bobby have anything cooked up for him yet? Is he backing down?
He does.
I'm sure Bobby will.
Bobby's not a back down kind of guy.
He wasn't aware of this. I quote tweeted these guys already on social media and tagged them like they wanted and said it was a little bit weird that they didn't tag Bobby on this video.
At your favorite rapper. He said, at your favorite rapper.
Yeah,
by the way, that's what he just said.
Now, he said that he did reply to Bobby. I guess Bobby put out a tweet, the uninformed and fake it till you make it crowd tattling on themselves again every time they talk about the DC hire. I guess the issue is the coverage for Jim Leonard and not the other defensive coordinators. But the reason Bobby's obviously going and talking Jim Leonard as highly is, one, of course, he likes him.
Yeah.
But Bobby's hearing things. That's why Bobby's...
Yeah, he said that.
Bobby's a Cowboys insider. Bobby's hearing that Jim Leonard's probably the favorite for the job. So it's not a Bobby thing. It's, I'm prepping the fan base for who's likely to be hired. That's his job. That's what he is to do. And anybody who's saying that's currently your side job, why do you do it as a side job? Because you love the Cowboys. You want to be a Cowboy content creator. If you were able to do that for a living, you're doing it for a living. And you're getting rid of that other job. So...
If Jerry Jones does give us a scripted question.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I love the scripted questions that we get for Steven every week. They are awesome. Keep sending those over, guys.
Well, thank you, Lucius.
Yeah, hats off to you boys at the end of the day. Hats off to you.
Well done.
Yep, thank you. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing. If the creek don't rise on me, okay? Don't let the creek rise on me. I'll be looking out for it out here, especially in these streets. Y'all drive crazy. My name is Lucius Alexander, and I holla.
There he goes. LA Live with Lucius every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We got 4-1 to go. What is next, gentlemen? It is Tuesday. Are we going to get the jubblies out?
Let's do it.
Let's get the jubblies going. It's time for TT Tuesday.